Going to be taking page obviously from our LinkedIn page. All right, if you guys haven't already, follow us on LinkedIn at Electronic Editions. We'll also leave link in the description below to our other social media channels so you can subscribe to as well and follow us there too. Without further ado, guys, please like and subscribe to this video. Click the like button, notification bell, subscribe button really helps our videos circulate around YouTube so more people can get updated on the latest tech updates, software updates, privacy updates, and tech deals as well. If you haven't already, too, follow us and go browse on our official website for tech deals and be an EAD club member at electronicadditions.net. That's electronicadditions.net. Electronic, ELECTRONIC. Additions is one word, ADDITINS.net. Electronicadditions.net is one word. Type it in the search bar, click enter, and browse on our site, guys. All right, but without further ado, let's get started for today. All right, so it looks like Amazon, there's news on Amazon. Amazon quietly opens its 11th fresh store, reportedly plans 28 more stores, guys. So last Thursday, Amazon opened its 11th Amazon Fresh grocery store. Bloomberg reports it's a remarkable quick expansion of the initiative, considering Amazon only opened its first store of its type on an invite-only basis in August in Los Angeles. The company doesn't appear to be slowing down anytime soon either, with Bloomberg reporting that its plans for at least 28 more locations, though Amazon was only willing to confirm five of these, guys. So this is very, very big move on Amazon. I know we also talked about this in a previous episode of ours. I think it was around episode 36 or 37. We talked about Amazon also opening up other stores too, but this is very, very amazing, guys, right? So definitely check this out. If you want to learn more information about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more there too. All right, guys. Also, guys, again, tune into our podcast network. It's called Electronica News Network, and we are available on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts as well, guys, and Stitcher. So go ahead and listen to our podcast form. Say if you're on the road to work every morning, you want to hear some nice tech updates, some privacy updates, software updates, tech deals, that whole ordeal, guys. Go ahead, follow us. You can, type in on Spotify, Electronic News Network. You'll come up and see our podcast episodes there as well too, guys. All right. Moreover, guys, we have news on Microsoft. So it looks like Microsoft's Xbox TV era ends in May with the removal of One Guide TV listings, guys. So this may be a good or bad thing. If you found that a little bit annoying, maybe you really like the One Guide, but it looks like they're going to end that in May. So really be careful with that, guys, right? So Microsoft is removing its TV listings feature on the Xbox One in May. Originally introduced as part of its broad ambitions to take over the living room, the One Guide TV listings on Xbox One was designed to overlay on top of our cape of your cable box and provide a better way to access content. You could also combine the feature with an Xbox USB TV tuner to access free-to-air TV channels as well, guys. So that's a little bit of a that's a really good thing that you can substitute too, guys, in order to do that. So if you want to learn more about this too, guys, and what you can do, go ahead. Please follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and you guys can learn more about it there too. Moreover, guys, more news on smartphones. So more news on Oppo brand in particular. So it looks like Oppo announces Find X3 Pro flagship with microscope camera. So after a drawn-out series of leaks and teases, Oppo has announced its 2021 flagship in full, the Find X3 3 Pro is a sleek, powerful phone with an unusual design and some unique features to match. It's also an important device for Oppo, which recently overtook Huawei in the Chinese smartphone market and will be looking to capitalize on its rival's troubles this year. The Find X Pro's most arresting visual element is its camera bump, which almost looks organic in the way it seamlessly rises from the same price, same piece of glass as the rest of the phone, the rest of the phone's back panel, combined with the finish, which on the unit is aggressively shiny and glossy. The phone looks sort of like it was forged out of Terminator 2 style liquid metal, guys. And this is the picture, guys. You can see kind of the bump here with the quad camera here too as well. Looking pretty sleek, looking kind of interesting. Nice. So let's go ahead and click into the article. Let's see if there's any more pictures or videos of this phone. As you can see, this photo right here, this phone, you can see the smooth, sleek back. You can see kind of the hover bump where the camera is. So you can definitely know that there's a camera right there. But you can definitely see this smooth, sleek colorway as well. You can see definitely the front. The front camera is on the top left, kind of where the time is as well too. Looking very, very nice, very intuitive, really nice, guys. Too, guys. All right. So it looks like the camera system itself is no less unusual. There's a primary camera and an ultra wide that both use 50 megapixel, 1:1, 56 inch Sony MIX766 sensors, meaning the image quality should be comparable across both, though we'll have to see how that bears out in practice. There's also a 3 megapixel micro lens, which shouldn't be mistaken for the useless macro cameras found in some phones today. Oppo claims up to 60x magnification, and it's more like a microscope than a macro lens. You can take pictures of things like subpixel layouts on screens. There's even a ring light to illuminate the subject, right? I'm not sure if this will be a selling point for many people, but in early testing, we can confirm that it's pretty cool, right? According to this article, here's a quick shot of the computer monitor, as you can guys see, guys, from the video here. Pretty interesting visual here. You also notice that the whole shot isn't quite in focus, and that's because the depth of field is extremely shallow when shooting this close, and you have to get within millimeters. I probably need more practice using the micro lens, but my first impression is that it might be more useful for things looking at in real time than capturing them for sharing, according to this article, right? So one notable omission is a periscope zoom lens, even though Oppo did more than anyone to popularize the technology. There is a telephoto lens here, but it's just a 13 megapixel sensor with a 2x optical zoom over the primary camera. That's not necessarily a downgrade, since it could improve image quality at mid-range shooting distances, but it does mean the Find X3 won't have anywhere near as much zoom reach as its 5x telephoto equipped predecessor, right? So if you want to learn more information about this phone, about its new features and everything like that, please, guys, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Moreover, guys, news on gaming. So it looks like Capcom warns against Resident Evil Village early access scam, guys. So it looks like this is a phishing scam. Capcom, for many of you guys know, the guys that like Street Fighters, the guys that like, you know, type of old Nintendo games, old, you know, Sega games and things of that nature. Capcom has warned that there's a Resident Evil Village phishing scam doing the rounds, which claims to offer fans early access to the upcoming Resi game. In an email to press via Kotaku, Capcom warned that there are emails circulating that falsely claim to contain early access invitations for Resident Evil Village. However, these emails are instead phishing attempts by an unauthorized third party who uses the email address no reply Capcom.com, right? So be very, very aware, guys, and be careful. This is why we come out with news like this to you guys, so you guys can be aware and not fall for these scams, guys. And we continuously bring out privacy updates, and we tell you over and over again, don't click on any unsuspected, really fishy looking links in your email. This is how phishing scams happen, and they can compromise your information, right? So moreover, the developer warns that if you do receive one of these emails, you don't reply or download any files attached. Instead, delete the message immediately. And that's what we suggest you to do as well. All right. So go ahead and do that, guys, if you receive this type of phishing email. All right. If you want to learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too, guys. Moreover, guys, news on Apple. So it looks like Apple refuses to allow Parler back onto the App Store, right? So Apple recently rebuffed an attempt by social network Parler to return to the App Store after review of the company's new content moderation policies, documents show. The right-leaning social media platform was removed from the App Store in January in the aftermath of the assault on the U.S. Capitol. At the time, Parler was told it would not be allowed to return until established moderation policies that prevent threat of violence circulating on the platform. So it looks like Apple took the step forward and said that, you know what, Parler, we know you're a successful app, we know you guys are big, but you know what, we're not going to list you on our App Store unless if you fix the policies that you guys have in place, right? So it looks like they started to do that, and you know, honestly, that is a good step in the right direction Apple is taking. All right, honestly, we're not a political channel or anything like that, but anything that can reduce violence and bring up towards peace and things of that nature, you know, that is what we're all for. We are a tech channel, but if anything that condones violence, especially to hurt and kill people, out of the name of anything, right, is not really good, right? So really good job by Apple. So if you guys want to learn more information about this too, guys, please, guys, go ahead, follow us on social media, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and you guys can learn more about it there too. Let's see, guys. Give me 1 second. This is just loading up here. Sorry guys for the hold up here, just making sure that the page is loading appropriately. All right guys, so if you haven't already, go ahead, check out our blog on our website, right? So we talk about different various products that are on the market, that are coming up on the market, popular products as well. Most importantly, we talk about in our most recent blog is the Samsung Galaxy Watch 3. So like other Samsung Galaxy active watches from Samsung, the newest connected Watch 3 runs on Tizen OS, the operating system developed in-house by the Korean tech giant. Android users can count on Tizen OS, its extremely smooth navigation and colorful interface. If Tizen OS shines as much, it is largely thanks to the circular ring adoring the slab of the Samsung Galaxy Active Watch 3, in addition to the tactile navigation and buttons, guys. So if you want to learn more about this item and other products that we have on our blog as well too, that we talk about, you can go ahead, Go ahead and go on electronicadditions.net. You can click into our blog too, guys, and you can see this. Obviously, for you guys that are watching on YouTube, you can see that we do have this, you know, article on our blog as well too, and you can see what we talk about here as well too. We also give you links to so you can get the actual product. We also give you links mostly so we can refer you to Amazon, where you can get it for a good price, right? We love giving you guys great deals. We'll give you guys great prices. If we don't have it, maybe Amazon may have it. We'll probably refer you to Amazon to get it at the right price, right? Sometimes Amazon may not have something we may have. You can come to us. We'll probably get it to you at a really good price, right? Obviously, you sign up for our EAD Club member, you'll get, you know, the best prices that are around too. All right, so definitely check that out. Very, very interesting. All right, so moreover, guys, more news on Facebook. Pretty interesting, guys. So it looks like Facebook is testing a way for creators to make money through stories and sticker ads, right? So Facebook, always testing, always trying to solve a problem, which is always awesome, right? So Facebook introduced stories to its platforms 4 years ago, mostly as a way to encourage people to post content that wasn't highly produced or necessarily photogenic. Now it's giving some users a chance to make money through that content. The company announced the test today that'll allow some creators to take place ads that look like stickers into their stories and receive a cut of the resulting revenue. The initial test is very small, Facebook says, but it hopes to expand it very soon and then apply the technology to all short form videos on Facebook, guys. So this is a very interesting and very great proactive step forward for Facebook to take, you know, onto their platform, right? So hopefully this is going to definitely help a lot of creators, you know, create, you know, interesting content so they can generate revenue of their own. Also help probably small businesses as well hop into the platform and test this feature as well too, guys. So if you want to learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too, guys. Moreover, we have more news on Microsoft. So it looks like Microsoft Edge, the browser, gets a great new time-saving feature, right? So Microsoft Edge now lets you save time by typing commands directly into the browser's address bar. Google recently added a very nifty feature to a Chrome that is designed for power users and keyboard shortcut fans alike. Chrome Actions further extended the capabilities of the Omnibox to make it more than a combined address and a search bar, right? So this is very, very, very interesting, right? And let's see more information about that. Like, how do we get access to this? What does this really mean? Okay, so now Edge is getting in on the action line. Little surprise now that the browser is based on the Chromium engine. The new time-saving feature gives users the option of typing commands into the address bar to save having to navigate through the menus or remember certain settings can be found. Edge's take on actions is called Petals, right? And it works in very much the same way. If you would like to check for updates for Edge, for example, you can simply type update Edge into the address bar without the quotation marks. Similarly, if you want to cover your tracks online, you can just type delete history, hit enter, and rest safe in the knowledge that your browsing history has been wiped out. So that's pretty cool, guys. You can just literally type in the address bar, type in your command, and looks like Edge will automatically go ahead and move forward on that command without having you go through certain settings. So a little bit, it's becoming more simpler for just for the average person just to use the internet or a computer. They don't have to know where settings is, where, you know, caching cookies are, where certain settings on the computers are. They can just type the command in the bar and voila, there you go. And this is very, very interesting, guys, right? So Microsoft is yet to provide a full list of available commands, but if you start to type something in the address bar, suggestions will appear, helping continue to learn what is possible. While you might initially think that typing out a command would be slower than using menus, it's important to remember that some settings and options are deeply buried, and they are not always in the most logical of places. For touch typists whose fingers rarely leave the keyboard, this development is one that is going to be real-time saver, and one that is likely to be welcomed by anyone who has been frustrated by trying to locate a setting they need to change, right? So that is very, very interesting, right? So moreover, to take advantage of this feature, you will need to be running the Canary build of Edge, which you can download at this link here. So if you guys are reading this or even listening to this via podcast, please guys follow us on LinkedIn, go into click into this article, and you can get this link, right? The article is called Microsoft Edge Gets a New Great Time Saving Feature. Click into the article and you guys can find the link under the section where it says ready for action. You can download this link here, right? Moreover, this particular version of this browser is updated on a daily basis, and while it is not as stable as the main release or the beta and dev builds, it does provide exciting early access to new features and options, right? However, even with the Edge Canary installed, you will need to take steps to manually enable the actions and pedals features, right? So one, you wanna launch the browser and pay a visit to Edge --flags, right? And then two, you wanna search the word pedal, right? Use the dropdown, three, you wanna use the dropdown menu to enable the Omnibox suggestion button row setting. Four, you want to repeat the Omnibox pedal suggestion setting. Five, you want to restart Edge, right? And that is how you do that, right? So if you want more information too, you guys want to get the same steps, you just want to see this, you want to see this, you know, physically, you're a visual learner, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more too, guys. All right. Moreover, guys, so news on e-bikes, smart bikes. It looks like Porsche's e-bikes are super stylish and exceedingly expensive, guys. We're talking about Porsche, you know, the Porsche Panamera, the people that drive Porsche Taycan, you know, all, you know, Porsche, guys, the company, the brand, you know, beautiful, right? So Porsche has launched a pair of new electric bikes with impressive specs and eye-watering price tags to match. The e-bike Sport and Cross were released alongside the new Porsche Taycan Cross Turismo, with looks inspired by the car's aerodynamics. The Sport is a road bike priced at 9,600 euros, about 13,000 US dollars, while the multi-terrain Cross is available at 7,650 euros and about $10,000, guys. You can see that these bikes are definitely expensive, but definitely have more of an edge to them. You know, they have, when you're talking about Porsche, you have Porsche, and you know, Porsche, you know, just has a bunch of quality. As you can see, here's the one picture here, which is very, very nice, guys. It's very stylish and has substance, right? So you're not just paying, you're not just paying for the badge, right? Though both of these bikes have impressive specifications and design pedigree. Some e-bikes with famous names attached are actually manufactured by a different company. It perhaps no surprise the game developer Elite Systems had little to do with actually manufacturing the Paperboy branded bike, for example. However, Porsche's own design studio worked directly on the Cross and Sport. So Porsche worked directly on their e-bike, right? So despite its price tag, the e-bike Sport is built for everyday city riding with a top speed of 15.5 miles per hour, making it road legal in most European countries. Its minimalist carbon frame features integrated cable routing and lights, plus extra large disc brakes for fast stopping, right? So the e-bikes Cross built collaboration with German e-bike manufacturer Rottweil keeps the carbon, but with more rugged design to withstand off-road knocks. Its saddle and handlebar height can be easily adjusted to suit different terrains, and its front suspension fork smooths out your ride, right? So it's If your budget won't stretch that far, the Serial One lineup from Harley-Davidson also gives you premium engineering for a much more reasonable price too, guys. So you can definitely check that out. Obviously, we see this Porsche here, and it's just a brand too. You have a Porsche e-bike, guys, you know you're on a certain type of level. And personally, I'd probably use that bike almost every day. I mean, even though it's a $10,000 bike, $13,000 bike, you know, that bike will probably get you, you know, still from point A to B, no problem, right? It'll still take some work, but it's a bike. Hey, you can ride around the city almost everywhere, but you'd probably have the freshest bike on the block. You have a Porsche bike, you know, nobody can say anything. You have a Porsche bike, right? So that is a very, very cool bike. So if you guys want to learn more information about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too, guys. All right, moreover, guys, we got news on Huawei. So Huawei's new wireless earbuds are cheap AirPod Pro rivals, guys. So we know how AirPod Pros are a little bit expensive, around the $200-$250 side. Huawei, very great company, great brand, does really great on smartphones, know what they're doing in the tech space. So Huawei may be best known for its smartphones, right? But the Chinese tech company is quickly making a name for itself in the world of wireless headphones and earbuds, often offering cheaper alternatives to the best headphones on the market. Now, the company has announced its latest true wireless earbuds, right? So the Huawei FreeBuds 4. Coming with active noise cancellation, these in-ear headphones could prove to be a cheaper rival for the likes of Apple AirPods Pros and the Sony WF-1000 XM3, right? So this is definitely a great, great alternative. And we know how Huawei is. I would definitely trust these headphones, right? Because Huawei, they know they're really good with smartphones. Why wouldn't they be pretty good with headphones, right? We can obviously see from this picture, you can see how these even look like AirPods, but they look very, very nice and very clean, right? So as you can see, here's another photo here of kind of more of these in-ear wireless earbuds here. These are the red ones, red versions. Look very simple, looking very nice. You can grab the Huawei FreeBuds Pros on Amazon for about $185 as well too. And we'll let you guys know once we actually have those in stock at our store as well too, guys. But so having launched in China already, the Huawei FreeBuds 4 will be available to buy in the UK from March 26 for about €80. Additionally, customers who pre-ordered from the Huawei store between March 12th and March 25th will get a €5 off and the Huawei Band 4 as a free gift. So that's something to consider, guys, right? So that works out to around $110, though global availability and pricing still to be confirmed. Unfortunately, they're unlikely to come to the US, having been banned from doing business with US organizations in 2019, right? And we all know what happened there with Huawei in the US too, guys. All right, so that sounds really good, guys. Honestly, if you're in the US, you can still probably find a way to try to get these headphones and stuff like that and get them shipped. But yeah, guys, honestly, these are gonna be looking very, very nice, and hopefully they'll be sounding just as really good or even better than the AirPods, right? So if you want to learn more about the FreeBuds 4s from Huawei, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article, and you guys can learn more there too, guys. So moreover, guys, also we have news on the smartphone, pretty great smartphone brand, the OnePlus 9, images, specs, and color leaks as well. So the OnePlus 9 range is landing on March 23rd, but as so often happens with phones, the range has been extensively leaked ahead of that. And now we've had a close look at the OnePlus 9 and OnePlus 9 Pro, right? And all the likely launch colors, right? So these images were shared by WinFuture, which claims that the OnePlus 9 Pro will initially be available in black, green, and silver shades, right? Which is in line with a previous color leak, right? So very, very interesting, right? So it looks like this is landing also on March 23rd. So if you guys want to learn more about this information too, more information about this phone, maybe, you know, you want to watch more videos, see more pictures about it too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too, all right, guys? So that is going to be pretty much, you know, our news for today, guys. We're just going to end by watching our little brand video that we have here so you guys can get a little sense of what we're all about at Electronic Editions. And we'll let you guys go, right? So go ahead, turn up your volumes a little bit and watch this little brand, cute little brand video we have for you guys here. Guys, we're gonna leave you guys to go. All right, before we go, guys, please, we encourage you, check out our website. You'll be able to see much more information, much more updates, you know, on our blogs and everything like that, and our products that we have. Go to electronicadditions.net. again, that's called electronicadditions.net. we'll see you